Okay, day 58. We are in James 1 through 3.
So James is probably one of my favorite books of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like when I was younger, I would read James. Actually, James is one of the first sections of scripture that I actually took the time to start memorizing.
Oh, nice.
I don't have a lot of it, but you know, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials and tribulations mm-hmm. of many kinds, knowing the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And then, you know, I kind of forgot the rest because I haven't done it for a while.
It's a very practical book.
It is. James is kind of the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
Kind of a book. Mm-hmm. James is there. Here's some of the confusion. Sometimes people can read what Paul wrote and then they think James is a contradiction.
Right.
Because here's the thing. Paul kept saying over and over again, you are saved by grace through faith. It is all through Jesus. It's like you can't, mm-hmm. you have no part of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden James comes along and he's like, hey, faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But we have to remember, like if we take it out of context, this book, it sounds like just this long to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
But it's written to believers. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that necessarily that non-believers are going to like, oh, okay, da-da-da. So it's just these things serve as markers of knowing him mm-hmm. And things. Yeah. And also, side note, I don't know if I had never heard this before, but in my Bible recap commentary, she actually said that his name was actually Jacob and that the KJV mistranslated it, but it just stuck. I had never heard that before. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I'm not going to refute it. I'm just going to say that in my teaching, like what I've been always been taught, this is written by James, the brother of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but that his name was actually
Jacob.
Yeah, that his name was actually Jacob. Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey. I mean, I guess he's probably still up in heaven correcting, like,
every time people, hey, like, no, be like, yeah, I feel his pain because, man, my name, I tell you what, it got butchered all the time when I was a kid, so.
So, well, and to clarify with that, James, yes, brother of Jesus, mm-hmm. He was also in church tradition, the head of the church in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the earliest New Testament books.
Yep, and he is, actually, what's interesting about James is if you look at the entirety of what we know about them from the Bible, he wasn't a follower of Jesus right away.
Mm-mm.
Like he didn't believe until after the resurrection.
I mean, can you imagine if Brad was like, hey, I'm the son of God?
Well, yeah, it might be a little hard to accept that. But that's what we see here. And so James is concentrating on the entirety of the book is concentrating on our justification with God through faith, of course, but he's saying, this is where he says faith without works is dead. He's saying, listen, if you want to prove your faith is real, mm-hmm. you're going to see things produced in your life.
Yep.
And that's why it's that more practical. Like he's like, you're going to see your behavior change. And he gives you practical things.
It's like the Proverbs of the New Testament.
Pretty much. I mean, it's again, it's where the rubber meets the road. Uh-huh. He's like, if, you know, and that's why in the reading we read about, like, just as an example, taming your tongue. This is like, listen, don't be going around talking about how great your faith is and strong your faith is if you got a problem with you can't control your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean my faith isn't genuine? But he's saying, but your faith should change these things. Like mm-hmm. your faith and your justification in your life with Jesus should actually change these things. That's why he starts the book with talking about listening and doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, don't be a person that it's like looking in a mirror and then leaving and forgetting what you look like. He's just like, no, we're called to be people that know what we're taught and we live what we're taught. And so again, it's that rubber meets the road. He's like, mm-hmm. okay, prove your faith is genuine by what you can show from it. So again, this is one of the reasons because it is such a practical book. It's really easy to understand. The other thing I like about James is there's not a lot of there's not a lot of wiggle room in what he's saying. He's just very blunt about it. And you can either you're gonna read it and say, yep, or you're gonna have to read it and say, I'm not gonna mm-hmm. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
There's no wiggle room. He's just straightforward. Here's what it is. So that's again one of the reasons I like it. It's encouraging also because when you read James, I think don't read it with that, oh, look how bad I am.
Mm-hmm.
Read it with, man, this is what God wants of me, and he's empowered me to live different. This mm-hmm. James to me is one of those books that's like, it's not a we talked about this actually at our small group. this last week, where, you know, you hear Christians say, well, that's just the way I was made. This is the way I am. Mm-hmm. That's just my personality. Like, it's mm-hmm. just, you know, it's like, no, when you give your life to Jesus, like everything, you can, anything can be changed, mm-hmm. transformed, mm-hmm. renewed. And that's what I see in James is like this. You can be completely different because your faith is that strong. So, it's a great book. I just, it's one of my favorites.